I hope that you all had a wonderful Easter celebration. The celebration of Easter in our church goes on for 8 days. Today is the last day of celebrating Easter Sunday itself, which then, of course, overflows into the next 50 days of the Easter season as we continue to reflect on various aspects of our Lord's resurrection. Today's gospel that we have just heard is one of my personal favorites. This scene of the apostles locked behind the doors, and the Lord Jesus comes into their midst with this greeting of peace. This greeting of peace is the Lord's greeting to everyone who sees him after the resurrection. He says, "Peace be with you." Peace is so important. The risen Jesus wants to bring comfort to the hearts of those who believe in him. But the first time on that first Easter Sunday night, Thomas is missing. And the other disciples say, "We've seen the Lord," but he wants proof. If he's going to believe, he needs some sort of evidence. And then the next Sunday, we have this beautiful interaction between Jesus and Thomas. We have this dialogue of love between them, in which we see the humility of Jesus and the humanity of Thomas. The humility of the Son of God who became our Savior, and the humanity of Thomas, who stands for all of us in our struggles, our fears, and in our weaknesses. The second Sunday of Easter is also known as Divine Mercy Sunday. On this Sunday, we reflect on the mercy of God as it is shown to us through Jesus, through this humility of the Lord. And we see the humility of Jesus in three ways. The first is in his incarnation, the incredible fact that God became man for us, that he desired to be so close to us that he took on human flesh. When we profess our faith, when we say the creed every Sunday, we say that Jesus was crucified under Pontius Pilate. And that's very specifically done, so that we know that Jesus lived at a specific time and place in history. It's not a fairy tale like we hear once upon a time or in a land far, far away. No, this is fact, history. Jesus was born for us and died for us because God desires a relationship with us. We see the humility of Jesus in the redemption that he accomplished on the cross, that he submitted to the hatred of men and went to the very edge of our alienation from God. When God kicked Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden, what he said to them was that they would die. They would return to the earth from which they came. And that was the greatest curse that humankind received in the beginning. But what does Jesus do? He goes to the very edge of what it means for us to be alienated from God. He goes to death itself to bring us back. What was our Lord's greatest suffering on the cross? We probably think of it as the physical suffering, and yes, that was tremendous. But his greatest suffering on the cross was his mental and spiritual suffering. As Jesus hung on the cross, he saw all of us, and he loved all of us. He loved us, and he saw our pain and our sins, and he embraced them and brought them to the cross. He cries out from the cross, my God, why have you abandoned me? Because he's crying out on our behalf, on behalf of all of us who are alienated from God by the original sin of Adam and Eve, but also because of our personal sins that we commit. And lastly, we see the humility of Jesus in his resurrection. That after he's risen from the dead, he comes back to those who had abandoned him. To Peter, who had denied him three times, to Thomas and the other apostles who aren't even mentioned in the Passion account because they're not there, to those who had been with him for so long but didn't understand. He comes back and he offers them a gift of peace. Peace be with you. The humility of God, the mercy of God that we celebrate today is that he keeps coming back to us. He never gives up on us. We also see today the great humanity of St. Thomas. How Thomas had had his faith crushed. And if he was going to believe again, he was going to need some proof. Jesus was his friend. Jesus was flesh and blood. And if he was going to believe that he had risen from the dead, he was going to need to see that flesh and blood again. He was going to need to touch his friend. As human beings, don't we want proof for everything? We look at the television and the internet to give us proof about the events that go on in our world. We want those who love us to give us gifts on Valentine's Day or Christmas that prove their love for us. We want proof. So where do we go for proof in the realm of faith? Proof of faith can sometimes be hard to find. One place we might look for it is in the witness of others. The heroes of our faith. Certainly St. Thomas is one of those today, that beautiful profession, my Lord and my God. But there are other saints who can be our heroes in the faith, that because of their witness, our faith is strengthened. There might even be contemporary Christian figures who strengthen your faith. The Holy Father might be an example of a contemporary figure. But the greatest proof that we find for faith, the greatest way that we can know of the presence of God, is by letting Jesus into our hearts, by inviting him to live there, to be with us, to enter into that relationship he wants to have with us. Jesus' greatest blessing when he appears to Thomas is for those who aren't there. He says that blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. That's us. That's each and every one of us. We're more blessed than Thomas and all the other apostles because we believe without seeing the Lord. If you were at one of the masses that I celebrated on Easter Sunday, I invited everyone in the congregation to pray with me a very simple prayer, to invite Jesus into their hearts, to give their lives over to him. And perhaps you've done this before in your life. Maybe you've never done it. Maybe you're not sure if you want to or not. Maybe you're afraid of what the Lord might find there. But we as disciples want to invite the Lord Jesus into our lives. And so today I'd like to pray that prayer again and invite you to pray it with me, to echo it in your heart if you would like. If you did it last Sunday, great, you can do it again. If you've never done it before, even better. Let's take this opportunity to pray to Jesus, to ask him to come and be with you. So I'm just going to pray this prayer right now. I invite you to close your eyes if you'd like, to sit and simply echo the prayer in your hearts. Lord Jesus, thank you that you love me so much. I now turn away from all the bad stuff in my life. Thank you, Jesus, that you died for me so that I can be forgiven and set free. Thank you that you rose from the dead to bring hope to my life. I put my trust in you, and I ask you to come into my heart by your Holy Spirit to be with me forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. On this Divine Mercy Sunday, we see the humility of Jesus and the humanity of Thomas. The humility of Jesus who desires a closeness with each and every one of us. And when our humanity stumbles, when our humanity feels distant from God, don't worry. Keep coming back and professing with Thomas, my Lord and my God. And then Jesus will be there for you, just as he was for St. Thomas.